Hey there, this is Dr. Gary Pepper again here at metabolism.com. And this is the first of a series of vlogs or video podcasts that I'd like to be doing on the use of our new AI engine at metabolism.com to search for medical information. If you've ever searched for medical information online, you know it can be a little tricky because there are a lot of technicalities involved with medical lingo and interpreting what the results are, as well as figuring out what the right question is. So by doing these little mini tutorials, I hope to be able to demonstrate for you what I think is the best techniques to use. And I hope I can also answer some of the questions you might have on metabolic health issues. I'm going to also publish this as a audio podcast. However, for those of you who are curious, you can always head over to metabolism.com and see for yourself. I'll also be trying to do a live streams on YouTube, and I'll keep everyone posted on when those will be available. So as you can see behind me, if you're watching the video, we have the home screen of metabolism.com. And if you jump here to the AI companion link, then you'll be going to the website page. We call it the Metabolic Mentor. I'm going to log in here. Okay, so we are now logged in on the Metabolic Mentor. And if you scroll down, you can now ask your questions. Today's tutorial will be on Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I'm hoping that you'll get something out of it. I would like to hear your comments. If you have something that you'd like me to be searching for in the next podcast, and if you would like to reach me at my website, info@metabolism.com, to let us know what topics you might like to hear about in the future, or any suggestions you might have for improving this service. While you're at it, you could subscribe or put a like on our YouTube channel. It really helps us a lot. So hang in there for a second, and now we're going to transition to the latest live stream that I did earlier today on the subject again of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. This is the AI companion page at metabolism.com. We call it the Metabolic Mentor, and it's powered by OpenAI. And once you register to the website, you're entitled to use the same function for free. So let's start off with a simple question. What is Hashimoto's thyroiditis? Okay, let me see if I can make that a little bigger off the screen. Oh, that's no good. There we go. What is Hashimoto's thyroiditis? So let's see what the AI agent can tell us about that. Now we can zoom in a little bit. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune disease, which means the body is reacting against itself, which attacks the thyroid gland and is the leading cause of hypothyroidism, most people. And it's like an inflammation, but it's not a painful inflammation. It's not like a sore knee. You don't have any real pain from it, but it can cause your thyroid to become underactive, which means it doesn't make enough thyroid hormone, and that's what causes the symptoms. So let's ask, what are the symptoms? What are the symptoms of Hashimoto's? See what we get for that answer. Mentor is thinking. Fatigue, weight gain, sensitivity to cold, dry skin and hair, hair loss, muscle weakness, joint pain, constipation, depression, memory problems, menstrual irregularities, which generally means either heavy and infrequent menses is most common, and enlargement of the thyroid gland, which is called a goiter. Now, you may have only one of these symptoms, or you may have multiple symptoms. But it isn't related necessarily to the autoimmune process. It's related to the fact that your body is not making enough thyroid hormone. And for whatever reason, whether it's Hashimoto's or because you've had your thyroid removed, you're going to experience the same sort of symptoms. Now, in my experience, one of the most common symptoms is this sensitivity to cold, which means that when other people are feeling comfortable in a room, you're the one who's saying, gee, isn't it cold in here? Though living in Florida, where people ramp up the air conditioning, it's going to be a hard thing to determine if that's a thyroid condition or not. Fatigue, the thyroid hormone, that's the chemical that the thyroid puts into your blood, controls something called the metabolic rate. And that's the rate at which your body burns calories. And you could use the example of a heating unit in your house. When you turn up the heating unit, you feel hotter, but you're also using more fuel. So there are many other symptoms, all related to a decrease in your metabolic rate, which is the rate at which your body's functioning. So let's say what treatment is available for hypothyroidism. Unfortunately, in my experience, there aren't many nutrients that will make much of a difference. But fortunately, we do have medications that are not expensive and are very effective. So the standard treatment for hypothyroidism is thyroid hormone replacement, typically synthetic thyroid hormone called levothyroxine. And there are some brands of levothyroxine. Synthroid is one of them, which are considerably more expensive and not necessarily any better. Now, we're going to be ending our session right now, but if you tune in to Metabolism 123, or visit the website metabolism.com. You can get this kind of information, and we do have our video blogs available as well as the audio blog, and you can find these very easily at the website. So thanks for viewing, and I hope to see you soon. That's pretty much the story for today, and I hope you got something out of it. I'd really like to hear any comments or questions so that we can answer things that I might have omitted or fill in some of the gaps.